Like a lot of people, Ann McDonald's basement is a bit cluttered. But it's safe to say the things strewn about are a little more interesting than most people's.
This is Prudence, the rhinestoned and feathered rubber chicken who has a removable head. And it's kind of bloody because she's been used a couple of times on stage.
No, McDonald is not a hoarder with eclectic tastes. She's a performance artist specializing in burlesque and cabaret. Her basement is her wardrobe, prop closet, and rehearsal space. There's a brightly colored tumbling mat on the floor and a trapeze hanging from the ceiling.
I have some mouse ears, some sequenced mouse ears. There's strawberries over here. I found these at a thrift store.
McDonald often performs in feminine dresses, heels, and glittery makeup. Her stage name is Frankly Frankie, a nod to her spunky and beloved grandmother. On stage, she has a lot of energy, but she's surprisingly low-key in real life. She wears Birkenstocks and a sweatshirt, her hair tied back in a ponytail. The 32-year-old Boise native co-founded the Red Light Variety Show in 2008. It's a modern vaudeville-style cabaret that includes everything from trapeze and comedy acts to striptease and singing. The company regularly sells out their home shows at Boise's Visual Arts Collective. McDonald studied theater at Boise State. Although she was trained in classical acting, she says it wasn't until she found burlesque that things really started to click.
Burlesque means to make a spoof of or make fun of. And you can do that easily while strip teasing, which is great. There are comedians and there are underlying social commentary. It's very lowbrow and accessible.
On a recent Sunday, the artist is getting ready for her next performance at a downtown Boise bar.
I've got the set list handwritten. And taping it up here, and then I'll put another one backstage as well.
Besides the Red Light Variety Show, McDonald also started the Frankly Burlesque Show, which has a classic vaudeville feel. She uses it to try out new material and to experiment. The performer says burlesque lets her connect closely with her audience. Her acts deal openly with gay rights, gender issues, and liberal politics, and she's not afraid to push the envelope with her striptease either. Her pieces can be didactic, but are balanced with a healthy dose of humor. On stage, McDonald has seemingly boundless energy that keeps her audience on its toes.
That kind of element of surprise allows you, perhaps as an audience member, to shift the way you were thinking about something. It allows you to go along with Anne because she's knocked you off balance a little bit.
That's Leslie Durham, a professor in the theater arts department at Boise State. She taught Anne and has watched her evolve since then. Durham says McDonald's offering something different to Boise.
She combines things in really intriguing ways. So, you know, Boiseans will be lucky if she stays here for a while, but I think she could certainly succeed very well in a much larger market in a different part of the country if that's where her ambitions take her.
In a couple of weeks, McDonald will be headed across the country for some special training. She and her partner Dan Costello, a Boise musician, won a grant from the Idaho Commission on the Arts. They're using the money to go study a classical Italian style of comedic acting in New York City. She's also landed a gig to perform at the New York School of Burlesque, and McDonald says she's planning on taking what she learns this summer and incorporating it into a project she'll debut in the fall. Right now, the performer's art alone doesn't pay the bills. She helps manage a local restaurant to help make ends meet, juggling her many artistic projects on the side. Despite that struggle, McDonald isn't planning on leaving Boise anytime soon.
It's not completely saturated with performers and artists. There are a lot here, but people are still excited about it.
McDonald says in Boise, there's enough room to experiment in the arts. And if an act falls flat or she falters, her audience will still show up to support her at her next show. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.